Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMN, Robert Sammons, S-A-M-A-N-N-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Sammons as described in my report of 10-26-20. But he's now a 73-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work around 1-17-19. Apparent he was simply driving a tractor trailer for 2 days when the seat was broken. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a herniated disc. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He denies any integral injuries since evaluated here. Period. I am in receipt of a series of MRI reports that begin on 2-4-19. Period. The indication was numbness, scratch that, low back pain into the right hip, and numbness in the right leg and foot since 1-17-19. Period. At L4-5, there was mild disc bulge and facet degenerative changes, causing mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. Period. At L5-S1, there was a mild disc bulge and superimposed tiny left central disc herniation and annular fissure with mild left foraminal stenosis. Period. There was no central canal stenosis in the lumbar spine or vertebral body compression fracture. Period. He had a new lumbar MRI on 3-8-20 compared to the study of 2-4-19. Period. There were degenerative type changes at multiple levels without significant central canal of foraminal stenosis. Period. There was no neural impingement. Period. There was no significant integral change. Period. He underwent another MRI on 9-2-23 compared to the study of 3-8-20. Period. At L4-5 and L5-S1, there were degenerative changes and facet arthropathy. Period. There was a small disc herniation at L5-S1 and epidural lipomatosis at that same level. Period. New paragraph. It is my understanding that he received an order approving settlement on 8-7-21 in the amount of 25% partial total for the lumbar spine, with the right hip being ruled out. Period. Since that time, he was seen by Dr. Mitchell on 3-2-23. Period. Related right leg pain with numbness that petitioner stated began to worsen in September or October of 2022. Period. Dr. Mitchell noted he noted a lumbar fusion would not be indicated, but a decompression surgery at L4-5 was an option for the leg pain alone. Period. However, petitioner did not wish to undergo that treatment. Period. New paragraph. He was also evaluated surgically by Dr. Della Soda on 7-10-23, complaining of worsening low back pain and numbness in the right lower extremity. Period. He was diagnosed with lumbar verticillopathy, for which an updated MRI and x-ray were recommended. Period. He did undergo the lumbar MRI on 9-2-23 as described above. Period. He followed up with Dr. Della Soda on 9-6-23 when he recommended therapy but did not recommend surgery. Period. He followed up with Dr. Della Soda through 12-4-23. Period. He noted an EMG was done on 11-17-23 by Dr. Anmuth, A-N-M-U-T-H, that was normal. Period. Dr. Della Soda opined he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Pinprick sensation was diminished on the lateral right side, but was otherwise intact. Thoracic normal, lumbus sacral. Inspection revealed a forward held posture, but no apparent scars. Period. Active flexion was to 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Period. He was tender in the midline from L1 through L5. Period. And cervical spine, he had a forward held posture that he attributed to an old injury. impressions, insert what's marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, Mr. Sammons received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim a couple of years later. Pretty was seen by Dr. Mitchell and had updated diagnostics. Pretty was also seen by Dr. Della Soda. Pretty he did not recommend surgical intervention either. Period. Mr. Sammons is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He, however, has continued to work as a driver for a new employer. Since March 2022, Purity states this is very light duty and part-time. Period. The current clinical exam did not show any appreciable objective worsening to a material degree. Period. Accordingly, my opinions relative to permanency are the same and will be inserted here as marked also. Period. And that is the end.